U.S. President Barack Obama is set to host delegations from 56 nations to discuss nuclear security. It is expected to be the fourth and final summit on the topic, which was originally launched by President Obama in 2009. Our U.S. correspondent Priscilla Huff reports from Washington.
In 2009, with a speech in Prague, U.S. President Barack Obama first outlined his policy priorities for nuclear disarmament, nonproliferation, as well as nuclear security. On the eve of the fourth and expected to be final nuclear security summit, President Obama remains committed to making the world safer.
Dozens of world leaders will come here to Washington for a summit focused on nuclear security. We'll use that opportunity to also review our joint efforts against ISIL, and to make sure the world remains united in this effort to protect our people.
Following the recent terror attacks in Brussels, U.S. officials confirmed that nuclear power installations in Belgium were surveyed by men with ties to the attacks. And Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes has said again, terrorist organizations have the desire to get access to these raw materials and their desire to have a nuclear device. Sharon Squassoni is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The news from Brussels about surveillance of, personnel at nuclear facilities, and then also some, for example, one of the plants was sabotaged a couple years ago. You probably wouldn't have even gotten a news story out of that, but suddenly now in the wake of these or in the context of these summits, people are paying attention.
North Korea's recent alleged test of a nuclear weapon is also a key item on the agenda for the more than 50 nations participating in the summit. And Pyongyang's threats will also come up for bilateral and trilateral meetings at the White House. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with China's President Xi Jinping and then hold a trilateral with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and South Korea's President Park Geun-hye. Going forward, the Obama administration is hoping to build on this and other commitments, which won't be easy with another major nuclear power, Russia, essentially boycotting the summit. For Vatican Radio, I'm Priscilla Huff in Washington.